The owner of the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant in New York has donated what is considered to be among the largest and most important natural science collections in the country. The survey data of the Hudson River and its fish specimens were given to the Stony Brook University School of Marine and Atmospheric Sciences. Paul Shepson is dean of the school known as SOMAS.
It is extraordinarily unusual at a minimum, and it's certainly the only one in this kind of environment in the United States. It's a unique environment that empties out, you know, in near the Battery Park area. So it's a highly human-impacted estuarine environment that is very important to New York State. The collection covers all seasons, over 43 years, over all parts of the river, from Battery Park up to the Troy Dam. So there were fish surveys, fish dock surveys, so they did effectively trawling surveys where you pull up the net and speciate, count all the fish, and dump them back into the river, and hopefully you don't lose any fish in that process. So doing fish dock counts, surveys, for 43 years. Doing sampling of the fish larvae, in other words, ichthyoplankton, that were collected and stored and maintained for this whole period. And within those fish larvae samples, there is a living, it's not, the plankton are not living, but the larvae are not living, but it is a record of the environment in which those juvenile fish were developing. So, for example, in the fish larvae is a bone-like structure called the otolith, O-T-O-L-I-T-H, which is essentially the auditory and balance organ for the fish. And the composition of that otolith reflects the environmental conditions in which the fish was developing, like salinity, temperature, and dissolved oxygen. And in a polluted environment, you can have a range of conditions about dissolved oxygen, and that's a very important variable that can be impacted by human activities, including using river water for cooling of power plants.
River water sample data, including water quality, temperature, salinity, dissolved oxygen, all this, says Shepson, during a time of substantial human development and amid the backdrop of climate change.
There is just this plethora of data and information that can be mined and will be mined to answer important questions about the relationship between human activities and the natural environment.
The Hudson River Collection includes Indian Point-sponsored digitized survey data for about 170 fish species and the associated water quality and Indian Point-specific biological information. The collection also includes the associated archived fish specimens, consisting mostly of preserved early life stages of estuarine fish, numbering around 50 million. The database is considered unequaled, and the specimens from the collection represent among the largest held by any U.S. museum or university.
It is a fantastic opportunity for the School of Marine Sciences, so SOMAS at Stony Brook, fantastic opportunity for us to do many things, to engage students, to recruit top-notch faculty, and to do science about that part of that part of the natural environment, the Hudson River and the estuary environment, and to study the trajectory of fish ecology over this period. It is a remarkable data set, and so buried in that data set is a number of opportunities that honestly I can't quite tell you what they are, because it requires a great deal of study, just to know what we have.
He says the school has been in possession of the collection for about a month. Spokesman Jerry Nappi says Entergy worked with experts to decide where the collection would best fit.
We're happy to make the donation. Stony Brook is really a world-class organization in terms of the research that applies to this type of data and specimens. They have an arrangement with Brookhaven National Labs nearby, so it's definitely going to get the kind of attention that it deserves.
Entergy also has donated seed capital to advance Stony Brook's goal of groundbreaking scientific study related to the collection that began before Entergy's purchase of Buchanan-based Indian Point. The fish specimens are stored in bottles in some 115 pallets in a warehouse in Massachusetts, where they've been since Entergy had them.
So the first thing we are working on is thinking about the opportunity to recruit, with the power of and strength of this resource, one of the world's top estuarine ecologists. And so that is partly where we are, thinking about hiring someone who will help direct the complex process of what are we going to do physically with these samples? How will they be analyzed? Sometimes analyzing an actual specimen will destroy that specimen, and so decisions have to be made carefully because you might only make that decision one time, and we want the most qualified people on board to make those decisions. And we also want to engage likely partners in New York State.
Partners, he says, like the State Department of Environmental Conservation and Hudson River Foundation. And there are plans to hire a curator once the samples are moved closer to Stony Brook. Shepson expects the collection to answer a number of questions, including about energy.
What are the impacts when we meet our energy needs in this way? That could be quite useful for the future planning of energy management in New York State. New York State is embarking on a big process related to the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act that was recently signed into law that mandates that we shift from our current mix of electric power production to 70% renewables by 2030. That means a big change in how we are producing electric power, and information like this is really should be very useful in guiding future decisions. So it's powerful, and a lot of people will have a lot of different interests in how the data set gets mined, and we want to engage them. So I sort of ask for people's patience while we go through the process of asking, who do we need to be sitting down with at the table about what are we going to do and how are we going to do it and in what order and what will it cost us to do it right and what will be the returns for who? And lots of questions at this point, but I'll repeat, it sure is exciting and a windfall of opportunity for Stony Brook, but everyone else.
Indian Point is permanently shutting down. Unit 2 is slated to shut down in April. Unit 3, 1 year later. Unit 1 was shut down in 1974. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.